This week on Young Money Radio, author J.L. Thompson talks about college finance for students and parents. His new book, My College Finance, helps you deal with debt, student loans, tuition, credit cards, and many other personal finance issues that can make the college years expensive and damaging to your financial future. JL has the strategies that students and parents of college students can use to make life affordable and enjoyable. Plus, credit card default rates are on the rise. In fact, credit card account charge-offs are 30% higher this year over last year. If you're behind with your credit card payments, we'll tell you the smart things to do to keep from being written off. It's your life right now. Welcome to Young Money Radio. Hello and welcome to Young Money Radio. I'm Mike Sciano, and Young Money Radio, just like Young Money Magazine, is all about helping you make smarter financial decisions every day. Our show is made possible each week by InCharge Debt Solutions, the leading nonprofit credit counseling organization that helps people nationwide to deal with credit card debt, personal loans, medical bills, and student loan debt. If you're behind on your payments, talk to a certified and trained credit counselor at InCharge. The toll-free number is 1-877-438-6886, 877-438-6886, online at InCharge.org.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
I couldn't pay my bills.
All this debt was ruining my life.
There had to be a way out.
Do you have more debt than you can manage? Are the bill collectors closing in? Do you wonder where to turn? Call InCharge Debt Solutions. We can help. InCharge Debt Solutions is a nonprofit provider of financial education and credit counseling services dedicated to helping you get out of debt and showing you how to keep this from ever happening again. We're here to help you take control of your debts and achieve long-term financial well-being.
InCharge? Well, they stopped the collection calls, reduced my interest rates, and lowered my monthly payments.
Now, I only have one affordable monthly payment, so I can keep living my life.
They listened to my situation and designed a solution that was right for me. Now I have my life back.
Gather your bills and call InCharge Debt Solutions now for a free consultation.
Call InCharge Debt Solutions today at 1-877-438-6886, 877-438-6886.
Young Money Radio.
You're listening to Young Money Radio. I'm Mike Sciano, and this week's guest is financial writer and educator J.L. Thompson. J.L. is a graduate of Howard University, and he's been featured in Business Week magazine. J.L., welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Well, how's everybody doing today?
Well, so far we're wonderful, and we're so glad to have you here and glad to have you talking about your new book. Now, this is a topic, J.L., that I don't have to tell you has been underserved, the young people of America. What did you find as you began to write this book, and why did you decide to write this book?
I think the main reason that I wrote the book was kind of doing a little self-reflection, remembering when I graduated from college and the education that I received. I was so focused on getting that degree that either I bypassed the information or I was never exposed to information regarding personal finance. So since I've written the book, the main response that I get from people in my generation, the 35 to 45 age group, is that, where were you at 20 years ago?
Yeah, no question about that. Yeah, it's such a, you know, when you start to look at what you learned in college, and really personal finance is something still, unfortunately, that you tend to learn from the school of hard knocks and not from the university. Do you think, based on what you're now thinking about as you wrote this book, as you reflect back, should personal finance be part of the curriculum of each university and college across the country?
Oh, undoubtedly. And one of the biggest things, even though we're in 2007, that I'm still seeing is that even in some of the colleges where they are starting to offer courses on personal finance, it's primarily segmented only to the School of Business. Mm. But my thing is, if you have arts majors or if you have a science major or engineering major, once they graduate from college, everybody's going to be exposed to personal finance. So not only at the college level, I really think we should kind of move it down to even the high school level, because now credit card companies are very, very focused on getting younger and younger people credit cards. So I think they really need to know how they work and the potential risk of using a credit card at an earlier age.
I was just reading, I guess it was a blog entry from the University of Kentucky on their student newspaper, has an online website, and students can send in articles. And a student just today was lamenting the fact that credit card companies are all over the campus, in this case, University of Kentucky, and the school really doesn't do much to help students understand what they're getting into with those credit card offers. And is that what you pretty much found consistently as you researched the book?
Oh, definitely. And just to take it a step further in my research, I found that many of the schools, unfortunately, have also entered into contractual agreements with different credit card companies into what they call affiliate programs. So, say, using that same example, the University of Kentucky, they've entered into agreements whereas the credit card companies offer cards with the school's logo. So it kind of makes the student feel like, hey, you know, it's a part of school spirit and this is part of the school. And a lot of the schools actually make money based on the amount of cards that the credit card companies are actually able to distribute on campus. And in addition to new students, a lot of these companies also get access to alumni databases and current faculty. So I think it's a huge problem that's very, it's just going unnoticed, but it's a very, very big problem.
J.L. Thompson, our guest, his new book, My College Finance, and as you mentioned, it's going unnoticed, J.L., but maybe not for long, because some of the statistics, that student graduating with about $22,000 of debt, including credit cards and student loans. So without question, they're using credit cards, they're borrowing money, maybe more than any generation prior. Where do you see it headed? I mean, this could eventually implode, couldn't it?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I think right now, I was just reading a recent article in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution where the Consumer Credit Counseling Service in Atlanta is projecting, they projected that they would service about 2,000 members in Atlanta for the year of 2007, and they've already counseled 2,800 as of July, and they're on pace to service as many as 10 to 12,000 individuals. And a lot of these individuals are very young people, being in that age range from 25 to 35. So it's various newspapers, USA Today, they did a whole 10-part series about young, being young and in debt, whereas it's impacting relationships, it's impacting young people's health. And I mean, to say where it's going, it's kind of, it doesn't look good. I guess that's the best way I can sum it up. It really doesn't look good unless we change the way that we educate our young people, because I feel like they're not too young. If they know what a credit card is and what it's used for, I think we need to educate them on the uses and the proper use of it so that way they can be more responsible and a more educated consumer.
J.L. Thompson, our guest, his new book is My College Finance. He's also the founder of MyCollegeFinance.com, a graduate of Howard University. What was your interest in personal finance beyond your own self-reflection, J.L.? I mean, was that an industry you were in? Was it just something that was of interest to you? How did you begin to get very interested in personal finance education?
I started to get very interested right after college. I'm a registered nurse by trade. And one of the things that I found at an early age was as I started to set up things financially, like a will, life insurance, a trust, my 401k, most of the times when I would go to the meetings with my employee at the time, I noticed that it was older employees that were there. I very seldom did I see younger people, and I was starting to make me think like, wow, I mean, why aren't we seeing more younger employees attending these different events? So I started to really start doing some soul searching and really started doing what I call personal research. Started to become a subscriber to Money Magazine, Kiplinger Report, the Wall Street Journal, and really wanted to find out what exactly personal finance entailed. What was a credit score? What was a very effective way for me to manage my money? What was a budget? How did interest really work? And over the last 12 years, I think in doing my research, it's just astounding how much information is out there. And the biggest thing is that it's always evolving, because even right now with the credit scoring system, most people are familiar with the Fair Isaacs model, but right now you have something that's on the horizon, which is the Vantage score, that's actually coming down the pipe, and very, very few people are even familiar with Vantage scoring. So I try to stay in tune with what's going on with personal finance, so that way it would just make me a much better, not only a much better consumer, but also a much better educator.
No question about it. My College Finance is the book. Our guest is J.L. Thompson. We'll take a quick break and be back with more with J.L. We'll talk about students and parents, some of the specifics on how you can handle your personal finances better. You're listening to Mike Sciano. Be right back.
You're just a number. If you've ever tried to get a loan or even lower your interest rates, you know that banks don't look at you as a person. They look at you as a number, your credit score. And if your score is too low, it's going to cost you a fortune. Don't get stuck paying more for everything just because you don't understand what's in your score. Let BrightScore.com help. You'll get powerful credit-boosting tips plus a personalized plan to help you increase your score. If you've recently been denied credit, BrightScore can help you learn what's affecting your score and how to change it. BrightScore shows you simple, effective ways to improve your credit score so you can get better loans, better interest rates, and the better treatment you deserve. BrightScore will even help you find and dispute errors in your credit report that could be costing you thousands. Go to BrightScore.com today to learn more and get a free book filled with credit-boosting tips. Because when you've got a better score, you've got a brighter future. Go to BrightScore.com. That's BrightScore.com.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
You're listening to Young Money Radio. We want to make Young Money as interactive as possible because hearing voices and stories from across the country and the world is interesting, and we need your help. We'd like you to create and submit audio content for possible use here on Young Money Radio. Be creative. You can ask questions, give advice about successful life strategies you've discovered, maybe even record an interview with someone who has something interesting to say. Email your questions and audio creations to radio@youngmoney.com.
Young Money Radio.
And we're back. This is Mike Sciano. Thanks a lot for spending some of your valuable time with us. You know our motto. Our motto here is to give you a high rate of return on your time investment with this program, and we bring you the best in guests as usual. Joining us on the creditbooster.com guest line is J.L. Thompson. He's a speaker, educator, personal finance writer, and the new book is My College Finance, A Guide to Understanding Personal Finance for Students and Parents. So that's a key component, J.L. Parents, oftentimes we think about educating students, but what about parents? What do you write about how they should be dealing with personal finances?
Well, actually with parents, I think in writing the book initially, that was our primary focus, was students originally. But as I started to do more and more research, it kind of dawned on me, because I am the parent of three teenagers. And what I kind of came to the conclusion was that as a parent, I can only teach my children what I know. Mm-hmm. And what I'm looking at is a lot of Americans are in financial trouble. A lot of them haven't been educated effectively in the areas of personal finance. So it really kind of puts their children at a disadvantage, because their parents don't possess the knowledge to give or pass down to a future generation of children or students about areas of personal finance. So, and what children tend to do, they tend to watch what their parents do more so than listen to what their parents do. Listen to what their parents say. So I think it's very important that we also, while we're focusing on educating younger students about personal finance, we really need the parents to kind of step up and take that courageous step and say, you know what, I could really use some additional education on how does credit work? you know, how to create an effective budget, how to avoid credit card debt, how to get out of credit card debt. So that way they would be in a better position to pass this information on to those freshmen, college students as they're coming on the campus, and just make them more educated at a young age.
That's so true, JL. I mean, they really are financial role models, or they're role models in every area. But when it comes to money, you're absolutely right. It's the kids saying, well, you know, and I've seen this personally with people I've worked with and counseled, where the student, the child, is saying to the parent, hey, look, you don't do well with money. Why should I? Or how do you expect me to do well? So it's hard to be that role model if your financial house is not in order. It's tough to tell your children what to do. You've really got to show them. I agree with you on that, no doubt about it. Now, if the child is in college now, JL, is it too late for a parent to begin to be a role model?
No. The one thing that I always, and I get that a lot when I'm out doing presentations for the book or if I'm addressing a group, a lot of parents tend to feel that when they see the book or they hear the title, My College Finance, they're like, oh, this would be a great book for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to me, I've kind of coined the phrase as like financial denial, because the parents in their heart of hearts know that they really need some additional education. But for whatever reason, they want to minimize the fact that they need the education and want to put the blame or the emphasis on the student. Now that you're a college student, soon to be a college grad,
yeah,
you are going to need this type of information. When in fact, even the parent of a college student, speaking to a young man earlier today, he has a son that's graduating in the spring of 08. And I was telling him, like, this is the most important time, because not only are they going to be graduating from college, but after graduating from college, they're going to either buy a home or rent an apartment. They're going to make their first car purchase. They may, you know, fall in love, start a family, and all the different things that go along with being a young adult is going to be predicated on their credit. Something as simple as getting cable television turned on in that new house. If your credit score is not where it's supposed to be, you may not be able to get your utilities or other services cut on in your name.
Things as simple as a checkbook, JL, I know you cover in the book. I mean, these are some of the basics, but a lot of people tend to either take them for granted, I guess, or just not think that it's important enough.
Correct.
To learn about and teach their kids about.
Correct. And a lot of people, banking institutions, financial centers, they kind of bypass that. I mean, because if you think about it, when you go in and open up a checking account, nobody's never asked you, do you know how to balance a checkbook?
Right.
Do
right.
you know how to utilize an account? It's like, what's your name? What's your address? Give me your Social Security number. Here's the financial agreement between you and the bank, and we need a $50 deposit or a $100 deposit to open your account. Nobody sits you down and say, well, do you have any experience? Did you have a checking account when you were in college? Did you even have a savings account as a young student, even in high school working? So we're opening accounts, we're giving people access to funds, but we're not trying to take any initiative to find out where they are from an educational or financial educational standpoint in managing money.
JL Thompson, our guest, his book is My College Finance. The website is mycollegefinance.com. And it's a great opportunity for you to cover the basics. If you've never done it, or if you've done it 100 times, it's always good to come back to the basics, JL, and begin to go over some of the things. Touch on some of the topics that you cover in the book. We've talked about a little bit about checkbooks and balancing checkbooks, so important. But what else do you cover in the book?
We also talk about the importance of college students understanding credit scoring prior to graduation, because right now, the first thing that a potential employer is going to do after the interviewing process is they're going to pull the potential applicant's credit score. Unfortunately, many students will be affected by their credit score because, one, they're not knowledgeable about their credit score. Many don't know what their score is. And some of them have, you know, compromised credit from small things like pizza and parties and things of that nature, where they've missed making payments or making timely payments, and that's brought their score down, which is going to have an effect on their employment opportunities. We also talk about the importance of learning the different aspects of managing money. One of the biggest things that I found in managing money is most people are just disorganized. Mm. So we have an actual system contained in the book. We call it the bill paying system, or BPS for short. And what the bill paying system does is it actually takes you step by step and shows you a way where you can actually set your bills up on a monthly calendar by the due date and the amounts that are due that correlate to your payroll income, or if you have if you're self-employed, to any income that's coming into your possession during that month. But everything is already set. So not just for August, but you know exactly when your phone payment is due in September. You know exactly when that Visa bill is due in October. So that way it puts you in more of a control of your finances, and you're not being haphazardly paying things and things getting out of order.
J.L. Thompson is our guest. The book is My College Finance, A Guide to Understanding Personal Finance for Students and Parents. J.L., can you hang on for one more segment?
Sure, I would love to.
We'll come right back. This is Mike Sciano.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
Imagine never owing money on credit cards again. Think about how good that would feel to never have to worry about making your next payment, to have the freedom to save and invest your money without having to think about how long it's going to be until your next paycheck. Call InCharge Debt Solutions. We're a nonprofit organization, and we can help you escape from debt and stay out so you can get on with living your life.
I'm out of debt, thanks to InCharge Debt Solutions. Living debt-free is better than you can imagine.
No matter how much debt you have, InCharge Debt Solutions can help you take control of your life. Now's the time to get out of debt and on the road to financial freedom.
Working with InCharge sets my mind at ease.
InCharge Debt Solutions changed my life.
Get back in charge of your life with InCharge Debt Solutions. Take advantage of this wonderful service.
Call InCharge Debt Solutions today at 1-877-438-6886. 877-438-6886. You're listening to Young Money Radio. We want to make Young Money as interactive as possible because hearing voices and stories from across the country and the world is interesting, and we need your help. We'd like you to create and submit audio content for possible use here on Young Money Radio. Be creative. You can ask questions, give advice about successful life strategies you've discovered, maybe even record an interview with someone who has something interesting to say. Email your questions and audio creations to radio@youngmoney.com.
Young Money Radio.
And welcome back. This is Mike Sciano. This segment of the program brought to you in part by InCharge Debt Solutions. If you're having trouble keeping up with your credit cards, falling behind on payments, some medical bills, even have student loans, try InCharge Debt Solutions. They're well-trained, certified credit counselors, can give you options, go over your situation, and give you some options on getting back to where you want to be, financially healthy. They're toll-free, 877-438-6886, 877-438-6886, online at incharge.org, incharge.org. Our special guest is J.L. Thompson. The book is My College Finance, A Guide to Understanding Personal Finance for Students and Parents. Well, J.L., besides getting a copy of your book, and we'll tell people how they can do that in a second, where is the best place to start? A student and a parent together? Should the student do their own thing, the parent kind of do their thing, or should they work together? What do you suggest?
I suggest they work together. More so with the parent continuing to operate in that same parental role as far as like guidance, and really be the, what I call the financial cheerleader. You know, be the type of person that encourages, you know, your young adult or your soon-to-be college graduate to go out and learn more information about this topic. This book, I really feel like, kind of sets the tone. I really want to give it a basic tone that's very easy to read and understand. But I think that it's really up to the parents to encourage the student, and then they kind of work together. Depending on the age, of course, when you have older students, like a college student versus a high school student, then a lot of times college students may be away at school, yeah, and the parents are at home. So then at that point, I think it's more so on the more mature, you know, the junior, the senior, the graduate student, that is in college to kind of take it upon themselves to make a personal commitment to find out more about their personal finance.
Yeah, and like you said, it's not just for business majors. Everybody is going to have to deal with paying bills and dealing with credit. Now, do you think, JL, that there are a lot of students doing things in college with money, credit, loans, et cetera, that maybe their parents don't know about?
That's the biggest thing, and that was one of the how I start off one of the chapters. One of the biggest things, or I would be hesitant to say thrills, but this is what happened to me is that, and I've spoken to several other people in doing my research, that's one of the biggest things of being a college student is getting out there and having the ability to get engaged into different things or different aspects of being a young adult that your parents don't know about. And unfortunately, that's a very, very risky position to be in because if students would let their parents know early on, like, hey, I'm thinking about getting a credit card, or I was at the bookstore and I got this application, then it gives the parents an opportunity, again, to get into that parental role and be an advisory person, like, hey, be careful about credit cards, or do you understand the type of trouble or the impact that it can have on your future? But a lot of students are bypassing that, and they're going, straight into the credit cards, and by the time that parents find out, a lot of times, it's a lot of debt on the student's end.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than coming out of school, ready to start fresh, new career, and you've got a ton of debt that you're already having to figure out how to pay off, or maybe some bad credit. As you said, the credit score is so important nowadays. J.L. Thompson has been featured in Business Week magazine. The book is My College Finance, A Guide to Understanding Personal Finance for Students and Parents. J.L., where can people get the book?
You can get the book at my website, which is mycollegefinance.com. If you want an online presence, you can also go to amazon.com and pick up the book. The book will be available at all the bookstores nationwide, your Borders, Barnes & Nobles, Walden Bookstores, Books A Million. If the book is not in stock, you can have them actually order the book because it is available, again, nationwide. We have 60 distributors, and we're going to be going around the country, Washington, D.C., Miami, L.A., New York, Texas, and just really trying to spread the word and let people know that the kids today won't have to look back 20 years from now and say, hey, I wish there was something out there for us to learn about personal finance. And now they have a solution, which is My College Finance.
JL, good work. We appreciate you taking the time with us. It's been very interesting. We could spend hours together. best of luck, and we'll just have to have you on again very soon.
Hey, thank you for the opportunity, and the one thing I want to leave everyone in your audience with is, get educated.
Thank you so much, JL.
Thank you, Mike. You have a good day.
You're listening to Young Money Radio. I'm Mike Sciano. As we said earlier in the program, the credit card default rate for the first 6 months of this year has risen more than 30% from the same time period last year. Nearly 40 million credit card account payments were written off as uncollectible from January through June of this year. If you find yourself behind on payments, follow these steps to avoid having your accounts written off. Stay in touch with your creditors. Don't avoid their calls and letters. Stop using the credit cards. This is a must. It's hard to do, but it's something you've got to do to begin to turn the tide on your debt. Create a monthly income and expense sheet and look for all unnecessary expenses that can be cut immediately and over the next few months to free up cash flow to pay toward credit card debt. Ask your creditors if they offer any hardship programs to give you a little breathing room while you free up some cash flow. These programs usually give you 3 to 6 months without late fees to get caught up. Increase your income. I know that sounds like a no-brainer, and it's easier said than done, but the formula is simple. Cut expenses and increase income to the level you need to satisfy at least the minimum payments your creditors require so you can stop those late fees, which just simply compound your debt. And after all of that, and you're still in trouble, talk to a nonprofit credit counseling organization like InCharge Debt Solutions to find out what options they offer to help you out of your trouble. This edition of Young Money Radio was made possible by the InCharge Education Foundation and Young Money Magazine. Your continued corporate and personal support of our financial literacy mission for all people is greatly appreciated. Sponsorships make the production of this program and the publication and distribution of Young Money Magazine on college campuses nationwide possible. to help lend your support, or if you have questions, comments, or suggestions, send an email to radio@youngmoney.com. This program is available for listening 24/7 here at youngmoney.com. Young Money Magazine is a publication of the In Charge Education Foundation, a national nonprofit financial education organization. I'm Mike Sciano, and for everyone here at Young Money, thanks for listening and enjoy your life right now.